Test 2. You will hear a number of different recordings and you will have to answer questions on what you hear. There will be time for you to read the instructions and questions and you will have a chance to check your work. All the recordings will be played once only. The test is in 4 sections. At the end of the test, you will be given 10 minutes to transfer your answers to an answer sheet. Now turn to Section 1. Section 1. You will hear a telephone conversation between a teacher from the art centre and a female student's father about her art courses. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 3. You will see that there is an example which has been done for you. On this occasion only, the conversation relating to this will be played first.
Good afternoon. May I speak to Emma's parent?
Afternoon. I'm her father. Who am I speaking to?
This is Emma's teacher, Jane Carson, calling from the Arts Centre. I'm just calling to talk about her drama class at the centre.
Oh, thank you for calling. How's Emma doing in drama class? You know, she just transferred here last month, unlike the others in her class who have been taking the course the whole semester since June. So I'm a bit worried that she might not fit in so well.
The father says his daughter Emma has been taking the course since last month. So C has been circled as the answer. Now we shall begin. You should answer the questions as you listen, because you will not hear the recording a second time. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 3.
Good afternoon. May I speak to Emma's parent?
Afternoon. I'm her father. Who am I speaking to?
This is Emma's teacher, Jane Carson, calling from the Arts Centre. I'm just calling to talk about her drama class at the centre.
Oh, thank you for calling. How's Emma doing in drama class? You know, she just transferred here last month, unlike the others in her class who have been taking the course the whole semester since June. So I'm a bit worried that she might not fit in so well.
There's no need to worry. She exhibits a strong performance in her drama class.
Is that so?
Yes. She didn't adapt to the new environment as quickly as I originally expected. And seemed a bit shy at first, but a few days later she made a couple of friends and became more talkative and also more involved in class. Emma really is a role model for others because she has always been an active participant during class. She voices her own ideas and is very creative.
I didn't expect that, but I can tell that she really enjoys the course because she's been talking about it at home frequently these past few weeks.
That's great to hear. Interest is always the best teacher. I also have to inform you that there's been an adjustment in the timetable of the drama class next term.
Why is that?
It's not that the music room that we currently use isn't available. As there are too many enrolling for the coming semester, increased class size means that space is limited to house the whole class. Also, the new classroom we use is not available during the current time frame, so I'm afraid we have to change the time for it.
I see. So when would it be?
As you know, the current class begins at 3:15, but the new time of the drama class would be 4:45.
I'm afraid I have errands to run during that time.
On the other campus, the class still begins at 3:15, but for the campus Emma goes to, it is the only time available for drama class.
Oh, I see. I have to make adjustments to my course schedule then. No problem.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 4 to 10. Now listen and answer questions 4 to 10.
Miss Carson, I'm thinking about signing Emma up for another art course. I'm thinking about dance class.
Dance class is a popular course here, a great choice for a child to shape up and have fun. But unfortunately, it is oversubscribed at the moment. I have to put you on the waiting list.
That's too bad. What else can I choose from then? Could you give me some advice?
Sure. Emma could take singing class as well. This would improve her musicality.
Sounds good. When is that?
It is held every Friday evening.
That's too bad. Emma already has a swimming class earlier that evening. It will be too late for her to come home if she takes this course.
There is also a vocal course available. Emma's got a great voice. I'm sure she'll stand out in the class.
Tell me about it.
The vocal course starts at 4:30 p.m. every Tuesday. It isn't fully booked yet. Great teacher, experienced and beloved by students. The price is a bit higher, though.
How much is it?
It's $110.
Oh, that's too much. Way over our budget. We have to cover the extra cost if we choose it.
Or maybe Emma could take music class.
What is it about? Learning about songs and musicals.
Opportunity to play different instruments like the piano, drum, and so on. They can also learn to write music under professional guidance.
That's exactly what Emma is eager to learn. How much would it cost?
It was $63 last term, but this term it is $85, $22 more than the original price.
We can afford that. When does the course begin?
The course starts on September the 7th.
Can we start 1 week later? On September the 14th. My daughter will be on a trip to France with her mum on the 7th.
No problem. And the teacher for the class is Jamal Curtis. Just contact him if you have any further questions regarding the course.
Jamal Curtis? How do you spell Curtis?
Oh, it's C-U-R-T-I-S.
Thank you.
That is the end of section one. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section 2.